your spoiler host with the most, the phenomenal one.
And this is Z.
And, oh, we finally doing Footloose. Footloose, Z.
Finally.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this one?
Yes. This is the best movie out of all 99 episodes. Yes.
Why didn't you pick it, then?
I don't know.
Because this is not a musical like what we went with.
Oh, this is a musical. It's got nothing but music. It's Footloose, baby. You feel that? You feel that? That rhythm?
I'm a white guy. I can't dance.
This need to be a video podcast so I can show you my barrel roll real quick. There we go, baby. Woo! Footloose, baby. Footloose. Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins himself, man.
Without a doubt, probably the best movie with the coolest soundtrack. The soundtrack's better than the movie, in my opinion. Do you agree? Oh, God. Oh, God.
The longest goddamn intro ever, people.
It is.
So I'm punching my card. 8 hours or what?
You didn't know those lyrics, did you?
You know the shit. This feeling that time's just holding me down.
I know you're waiting for that hook.
The ceiling, or else I'll tear up this town. Gotta cut loose, foot loose, kick off your Sunday shoes. Oh, this is a classic.
What are Sunday shoes?
Oh, please, Louise, pull off my knees.
Pull off my knees?
Dad, get back up before we crack.
Pull off my knees.
Yeah, this is the only time I wish I was white, so I could have been dancing with them.
There was no black people in this movie.
Oh, hell no, they'd have been hung in this town. Come on now. Come on. They'd have been like, that black man is the devil.
They should have just had a random black person just hanging off a tree.
So you know what it should have been funny is if Kevin Bacon was black.
Yeah, they should have. They should have done that in the remake.
Yeah. So it was funny as shit when I saw that. I was just like, this would have actually had a statement to make had he been a black man as well.
Yeah, they should have done it in the remake.
Which is funny because the remake is actually better than this movie.
Watch your mouth.
Yes, it's actually better than the movie. Yes.
Well, I think the soundtrack's better than the movie.
How dare you talk about Footloose like that, dude? How dare you? This is a classic. This is a gem. This is a true piece of shit. I mean, this is a piece of greatness right here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, see, you ain't got the dancing fever in you. That's what it is. You got a dancing fever in you, Z. Come on, Z. I'll show you. Lose your blues, everybody cut foot loose.
Did you and the wife start dancing when the music started playing?
She's out of the country right now, so I had to dance by myself.
Oh, okay.
You should have seen me though, because I watched it on my tablet late night or whatever, and I was just laying down watching it or whatever. I was like shaking and shit, like I was rocking back and forth. I was dancing along with the song and shit. I was like, yeah. And then next thing you know, the middle half kicked in and I fell asleep.
You didn't miss much.
No, apparently I didn't watch, because dang, this movie is cheesy as fuck, people.
This is your cliche 80s movie, and it dumps you in. And you said, what was it?
Cliche white people in there.
This really thumps you over the head a lot with, like, Bible stuff.
Oh my god, that whole middle half is nothing but a Bible shit. What was the name of that town again? What was that shit?
Beaumont.
What state was that in?
I want to say Oklahoma.
Yeah, because I remember his friend said he were close to, like, Arkansas and Tennessee and shit like that. I was like, okay.
Why would the fuck would you move from Chicago to Beaumont?
That's what the fuck I want to know, too. I'm guessing it's because of his mother, who I didn't even know. When I first saw this movie, I was like, I didn't even know that was his mother, because she's such in the background not saying a damn thing.
Did you know that his mother is actually a huge fucking star.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Gremlins, Back to the Future.
Did you know that his mother is fucking hot? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No one's really hot in this movie.
Did you know that? Did you know that, though? Did you know it? Hey, what are you talking about? You shut your mouth. Kevin Bacon is a sexy beast.
Well, you got horse-faced Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ugh, yeah.
And you got Laurie Stinger, who... Was she the town slut?
Yeah, she was a town slut. You know who she was? She was, what's her name? Ginny from Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but she didn't die from AIDS.
That we know of. That we know of.
You know.
I think Sarah Jessica Parker was actually in this. I was like, man, she's old as shit, Dan, dude.
I know. I was thinking that, too. I didn't know she was in it. Because I haven't seen this movie in, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
But she's, like, 50 right now.
Ugh. So she looked like she was 50 10 years ago.
She's such a horse face. You know, you can tell she's got work done.
Horse face. She got a busted face. We don't insult horses like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm not blossoming off Z of this the greatest movie ever made in the 80s.
Footloose, starring... Or
Directed
by Herbert Ross, starring Kevin Bacon, Laurie Singer, Diane Wiest, and the very underrated John Lithgow.
He ain't no Kevin Bacon.
No, he's no Kevin Bacon, but I think he's underappreciated, kind of like James Spader.
No, James Spader, what are you talking about? He ain't underappreciated.
Now he is.
No, he's not. He's never been underappreciated. He's had that show Blacklist for a while now, and then people have been loving him for that.
I've never seen the show.
That's your fucking problem, man. Don't be putting your problems on the phone, motherfucker. What are you talking about? His method is, I never seen it, so he ain't big me or whatever. It's like, that's your ass. You live in Beaumont. So
you technically could have, and you've been here. You technically could have been. It could have been Beaumont.
I was Kevin Bacon to your Beaumont town, whatever shit, which is why I never came back to that motherfucker, that hillbilly ass town. So, yeah, so.
Next time we're going to have a chicken race with tractors.
I'm sure you probably already had that, actually. The whole time I was watching this, all I could think about was Z. Wow, this town fits you so perfectly.
You're right. Budget $8.2 million, box office $80 million domestically. And it's about Kevin Bacon's character, Ren McCormick, who's from Chicago and comes to this racist, Bible-loving town, Beaumont. And he meets with a slut, who's the daughter of the reverend. And he pretty much brings dancing into the town.
Brings dancing to bring some spirit back into this town. Dancing is the way of life.
You know what?
Dancing. I like how the Bible even says that, dancing, and yet the pastor didn't even know that. I'm just like, what a jackass.
You know what's sad? Is that there's towns that probably do have this. They can't dance or anything like that.
Yeah, what was that? Remember that? What country was? I don't remember what country that was when Pharrell's song "Happy" came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some people that live in that country, like kids, where they made like their own little video of that where they were singing and dancing to the song and stuff like that. And if I'm not mistaken, that song either got banned or they got put. They were sent to prison or some shit like that.
No shit.
Yeah. So yeah, you ain't lying about that when you say. Still today, there's probably still some fucked up towns like this. First, I never heard of no fucking Beaumont. I mean, damn, shit. $8 million went to, four went to Kevin Bacon, and the other four went to tractoring the land that's on there.
Well, Kevin Bacon wasn't Kevin Bacon at the time, right?
Kevin Bacon has always been Kevin Bacon. He's been the Bacon since Bacon. What are you talking? How dare you disrespect Kevin Bacon? Kevin Bacon. You call him Mr. Kevin Bacon when you address him, Z.
Mr. Kevin Bacon.
Mr. Kevin Bacon to you. You are not a believer. You are a hater. So therefore,
I'm not a hater, Kevin Bacon.
You address him, Mr. Kevin Bacon. You understand me?
Alright. I'm not a hater of Mr. Kevin Bacon.
It sounds like it. I can feel it. You know what, Kevin Bacon? I understand you. You just wanted to dance. And dance. You wanted to have something in there with dancing. And for this white bread... Euro trash looking town, country hillbilly Mayberry fucks.
That burns books.
Yeah, Yeah, by the way, burning books were, I hated that little fucking, who was that nerd, that father played him? I was like, man, somebody shut that dude up.
That teacher?
Short dude with the glasses and shit.
Oh, wasn't that his uncle?
No, not that guy. I'm talking about the guy that was burning the books.
Oh, the teacher.
Was that who that was? He's a fucking teacher? That guy sucks.
He sucks.
He's an annoying little fucking prick. Like, what is this? God damn, I hate this town. I want to burn that shit down to the ground. Seriously, fucking dude.
You're going to go on a rampage of towns that can't dance?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody should dance. Dancing is fun. Shit. Dancing is exciting. Now, granted, just because I used to do that for a living and get paid for it, well, that don't mean nothing. It's just that dancing brings a soul. Brings the soul out of a person. Especially out of a white man in a racist town. Especially when you got the bacon doing it too. The Kevin, Mr. Kevin Bacon himself doing it. Mm.
You know, when you get it. When you're getting paid to, you know, in a club, that doesn't really count.
Kevin Bacon got paid in the club.
He did.
Up in the club. He was doing it to that 50 Cent song, yep, up in the club. I remember that, yep.
But this movie does thump you in the head a lot with Bible. It really preaches to you.
I thought you liked that kind of shit.
No.
I thought you was like one of them religious hardcore motherfuckers that be standing outside with signs and shit during Comic-Con and stuff like that.
No.
Okay, alright. Well, all I know is this movie was supposed to be about dancing and music and stuff like that, and somehow religion became the theme of it, because I think there's only a total of 3 dance scenes in here. Oh, and a montage of Kevin Bacon training his friend Willard.
You're right. You got the senior dance, which wasn't really dance. Well, it's kind of a montage at the end, too. But
hey, did you think that Chris Penn looked like Chris Penn plays Willard's friend? Do you think he looked like Michael Rapaport?
Yes.
In the movie, at least.
Yes, he did.
I don't know about now, but
Chris Penn's dead.
Now he's kind of fat and shit. So.
Yeah, I actually really did thought that was Michael Rapaport, because I really didn't pay attention to who was in the movie, so that's when I was like, Sarah Jessica Parker, ew. But I really did thought that was Michael Rapaport at first.
I remember she was in this.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember she was in this.
When a rewards card is designed to sync with your life, it gets talked about.
What's that? Right
now?
All right.
You were playing porn! Awesome!
Nah, I was checking the basketball score.
He says, what's that, two people? And it's on his end. It's like, fuck, what do you think was that? It's your porn checking. Look, now you're trying to sound manly. No, I was checking the basketball score, man. You know, I'm checking the score out. You know, no, you was watching porn. He was watching gay porn at that, two people.
Dancing porn.
He was watching that because his town doesn't believe in that kind of stuff. Whatever. Matter of fact, I think he told me the other day his town was trying to ban the internet. Said it was too advanced.
It's believable here.
Shit, I believe had this movie been set in 2015, they would have been trying to ban every goddamn thing that walked. I didn't understand John Lithgow, like, why he was so against dancing, but burning the books was bad.
Okay, they said what? People died in a car accident.
Yeah, and it was his son, yeah.
And they blamed drugs, loud music, and dancing.
Because he said that when dancing occurs, because he kept telling this to Kevin Bacon, too. It's like, when dancing occurs, then you're drinking, having fun, and the loud music and stuff, it corrupts your mind and stuff like that. And that's when you start to drink and do drugs and stuff like that. I'm just like, really? So is that what music does? Because every song that Kevin Bacon was playing, I didn't hear a single damn thing about drugs or drinking in them damn songs. And it was funny because this town was such in the country bump fuck of nowhere. Kevin Bacon drives to school playing music. Normal ass 80s music that I've heard before.
It was Twisted Sister, wasn't it? Or what was that song he was playing?
I can't remember what that exact song was, but I love how everybody just stopped and looked and was like, oh shit, what's that song? Like, that's cool, man. I was just like, damn, dude. I was like, damn, I would love to go to a town like this. Not white people, though, because I don't need to get hung that day. But, I would love to go to a town like this, because if one of us walked into a town like this, you'd be the coolest motherfucker walking out that bitch.
And he wasn't at first, because he wore a tie to school.
That looked cool as fuck. What are you talking about? It don't knock his swag. Shit, his swag was sweet, bro. He was looking fly. He had that leather jacket on, that button up with the tie. I was like, God damn, dude, you looking like you fresh out of a Beat It video.
And every girl was like, every girl in the school were like, wow, he's hot.
They were just looking, they were trying to use him as a scapegoat to get the fuck out of that city. That's what that was.
Yeah.
I didn't get why, what's her name? Ariel, Lori Singer's character, why everybody was pushing her to go talk to him, though.
I know. I noticed that, too.
Like, especially that scene where her and her friend was at the restaurant and they were eating the fries or whatever and shit. She was like, so why won't you go talk to him? I was like, but you know him. You've been talking to him through the movie and you think he's hot. Why don't you go talk to him?
Well, it's because she's not the main character.
Ah, that makes perfect sense. Oh, and plus, I think she was already fucking Willard, too, right?
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Yeah, she could have left him.
But you really get the... This is cliche on every level, because you got the rebellious daughter.
Cheesy as fuck.
Who does that little stunt with the two cars.
That was stupid as fuck, dude. I got lost. And that was the first 10 minutes, people.
Thankfully, the first... Right after the church scene at the beginning.
Yeah, that opening, that was a badass opening. You see the music and the dancing and stuff like that. I was like, oh, shit, I was feeling it. And then next to this church scene and this shit happened, he just got like...
Yeah, no, I noticed that in the movie, that there's a dance scene, and the very next scene was like a depressing church scene.
What was up with that? Come on now.
It kills your mood.
Yeah, because look at the cover of this poster. It's got Kevin Bacon, headphones on. I like because there's a little town in the background. It's got him dancing. So what do you think this movie's about?
Dancing.
Music. And what is the movie about when you watch it, Z?
Religion.
Religion. There you go. It's about religion. It's not about dancing at all, actually, whatever. It's about a kid. Pretty much a fish out of water story.
Yeah, it's this, I mean... It's your typical, I mean, 80s movies, they did it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, they did it a lot. And
very simple plots for 80s movies, yes.
Yeah, it's just that they, I don't want to say they force-fed you religion, but it ruined
that main story, basically.
It took away from what the original plot was. I understand the town's band dancing, but stay with that, but stay away from the religion part.
I think you could have, since religion is a focal point of the dancing, I think there was a way where you could have bounced it out by cutting 30 minutes of this show, because this is a 2-hour fucking film, people.
It is, and that's unusual for this type of movie in the 80s.
Oh, hell yeah. It was an hour and 48 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, and I was going like this middle half. A lot of this shit could have been cut out. Like, there's a lot of scenes with Ariel and John Lithgow's character. Just them talking, whatever. There's a lot of moments where Kevin Bacon's on screen for like a minute.
Yeah, and they could have cut down the stuff with John Lithgow and his wife.
Yeah,
she was like his voice of reason somewhat towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end, she didn't say shit the whole movie and stuff. I ain't gonna lie though, I found it funny as fuck when John Lithgow slapped the shit out of her.
Ariel got beat the fuck.
She was, especially in that scene when she was fighting her boyfriend Chuck?
Yeah.
I gotta give her credit, she fought back, but damn, dude, I will say it, she can take a mean punch, dude.
Yeah, she got hit a lot.
Mm-hmm. She never cried about it, though.
No.
I won't give her credit about that. I did find her to be a fucking annoying character at the beginning of the film, whatever, with the stupid shit she was doing. But then again, I never had a pastor as a father that banned everything that a child should love to do. So I don't know. I'd probably be a crazy motherfucker too, though, so never mind. But I thought they didn't make her at least that, even though they did kind of make her a stereotypical brat, even though she has her reasons for it, I don't think they made her so much of a brat. To the point where, you know, she was crying all the damn time. I mean, like you said, she got hit in the face a couple of times. She never cried about it. She just like, I remember the very next scene, she asked Kevin Bacon, how do I look? And I was like, damn, you look like shit. I was like, how do you look?
She did everything what you would think a rebellious daughter would do.
Yeah.
Nothing different.
If you lived in this town?
What?
What would you do if you lived in this town and your father was the pastor that pretty much put the ban on everything that you wanted to do?
I'd probably commit suicide.
I can see Z now. talking to Ariel. You can be crazy all you want, but I bought this rope right here, and this is how we gonna do things. John Lithgow's gonna be like, I got two kids. I got one that's rebellious, and the other one's trying to murder himself.
I would like hang myself in a tree, and then I'll have music playing, so when they find my body, I'll just screw everyone else up in the town.
Yeah, you know what you should do though? You should play because only music that was allowed in there was like classical and shit. You should play classical music.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That'd be great. And have drugs too.
Oh yeah, put the don't put drugs next to you. Put like they said Thomas I forgot the dude's name. The dude that writes the books. That nerd said his name too. Tom Sawyer. Yeah, he said Tom Sawyer books like that. Reply. I was like, I would play classical music, have some Tom Sawyer books and a bottle of water and hang myself. They'd be like, wow, he hung himself off of classical music, Tom Sawyer books, and not alcohol, but water.
There you go. That's how you stick it to him.
That'd be funny if they say the devil was behind this still.
Yeah, it's always the devil.
Yeah, it's always the devil.
And the music in here wasn't even that bad.
No, like I said, 80s music, this was kind of that, I guess at this time, this was their version of, in 80s time, this was their version of pop rock or whatever and shit like that. And like you said, it wasn't even that bad, because I even have some of the songs or whatever, and there's not a single cuss word in it. There's no, profanity, there's no sex or drugs or anything like that. They're just straight up dance music.
Yeah, and I think the song that they did with the Chicken Race, I Need a Hero, that could be like a God song. If you think about it, it could be a religious song.
Well, technically, I won't count that song just for the simple fact that that song wasn't playing in the movie. It was playing for us to hear. I don't think
I thought he had a jukebox. Or I thought he had the boombox.
I know that Chuck had one, but how the fuck does the rest of them hear that?
Yeah.
Those tractors?
Well, it's the same thing at that restaurant. She played the song when her dad caught her, and people in the restroom were listening to it.
Oh, that's different, though. Come on, you're going to hear music over a tractor? Two tractors at that charging each other?
Yeah. I loved when he didn't, when Kevin Bacon won, he goes, he tried to kill me. Like, what's going
Because Kevin Bacon's shoestring got caught.
What's going to happen?
when he was like, when she showed up, she was like, meet him some at this time, whatever, tomorrow, whatever. He's like, what? And I loved his answer to that, too. He was like, what if I don't show up? I don't really give a fuck or whatever. Everybody will know you're scared. Ooh, I was just looking at that. I would have been like, had that been me, I'd have been like, I don't give a fuck what they think, okay? Mm-hmm. And I thought they were going to fight, right?
Got it, too.
Next thing you know, we got two big-ass tractors. I was like, he got to be shitting me, right?
Yeah, it was kind of the biggest letdown ever.
I don't know how you do it, Z. I really don't know how you do it.
And then Chuck disappeared for a good portion of the movie.
He was gone ever since then. I know his goons kept coming back.
Yeah, what was the deal with the drug thing in the school?
Man, the guy was trying to sell him. Were they smoking weed throughout the whole movie or something?
That looked like a pixie stick.
It did. Weed in the 80s, people.
But that looked like a pixie stick, and, you know, the teacher catches him.
That was the smartest thing you could do, people. Oh, back then, I don't know about now. Nowadays, it's just their word against yours. But the smartest thing back in the days you could have did, teacher caught you with a joint or something like that, you run and try to get rid of the fucking evidence. He ain't got nothing on you now.
Yeah.
Nowadays, teacher say something, your ass most likely get in 12.
But I love that when Kevin Bacon got angry, he did angry dancing in that warehouse.
Angry dance, that was awesome. Yes, that was the longest dancing, probably only dancing that was like focused really on dancing.
I honestly, was that him the whole way through?
I heard Kevin Bacon can dance, so yes, I think.
Okay.
I think it was, except, well, you know, I don't know, because maybe he could have did those, because I don't know if you know. One of these talk shows, they actually had Kevin Bacon on there, and he did the dance moves on there.
Okay. Because I know when they did gymnastics.
Jimmy Fallon or something like that.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I did see it. It was Fallon.
Yeah, so he did like he had like backup dancers and stuff like that, and he actually did the whole routine and shit.
Yeah, and I know that wasn't him in the gymnastics part either.
Hell no, that couldn't have been him.
What the?
No. Hey, young Kevin Bacon, he can do anything.
Okay, so they were making fun of him because he got cut from the gymnastics team. That should be a good thing.
Because he's a rebel, that's why. Ooh. How the fuck could this school, I mean, this city even have teams, though? Like, who would travel to play these people?
Well, they got no black people, so they're going to suck in football and basketball.
They probably don't even know what football is back then.
Oh, because it's a devil sport.
It's a devil sport, yeah, that's right. The fucking devil's war. Who the fuck would travel to this town to play this team, number one? Number two, where the fuck would they travel? Because they seem to never have left this town at all. These kids have dreams of just leaving this fucking town.
Yeah.
It's got the most boring fucking city I've ever seen in my life.
They and I love that she's the Ariel's like, I applied to colleges my dad doesn't want me to go to. Like, oh, you rebel.
Oh, you hardcore girl. That's, I'm like, really? You gonna go to, yeah, who the fuck would accept you in the college?
She's gonna get raped anyway in college, so.
All she gotta put is, what city you're from? Beaumont. And then they'll just be like, don't want nobody from there. Come on now. I don't know if you know, but the rest of the world has moved on to the 20th century here. Meanwhile, while you're staying over there in your buttfuck middle of 18th century.
Now, the remake. Was it, did it do the religious thing? Like
we're not
this?
Talking about the remake. We're talking about this.
Well, I'm going to ask you, because of the remake, you said it's better.
It is better.
Do they, is there more dancing?
We're talking about this, not the remake.
All right.
Track, man.
All right. Well, I'm just asking you.
Go watch it.
No.
All right, then. You see, you don't give a fuck, so why would you even ask?
No, I don't want to see Julian Huff act.
So, if you don't give a fuck, then why would you ask?
I'm just asking.
Exactly.
Just asking.
No, you don't give a fuck, so don't ask. If you don't give a fuck, don't ask.
Alright, I won't ask. But I really do wish there was more dancing in this movie.
I wish there was more of anything in this movie. I wish there would have been some driving in this movie. I would have been doing something. Anyway.
Speaking of that, everyone in this town has a dirt bike, too.
Everybody got a fucking moped in this motherfucker, too. Yeah. Because that's all you can do in the middle of buttfuck nowhere is ride mopeds, tractors, and, I don't know, shovel dirt and shit like that. That's the fun things you can do.
The coolest, like, I saw that, like, everybody's got a dirt bike in this town, huh?
Yeah. I know, I find it even funny that his mom even got fired just because word spread around town that Kevin Bacon's character, Ren, is a, he's a troublemaker. Ooh. It was like, what? Are you serious?
There's laws against that now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'd love to see her in 2015. They fire her for that shit. She just sued their asses.
I know. And I hated the uncle a lot.
Oh, the one with the daughters and shit?
Yeah.
He kind of, what was the point of throwing a brick through the window, the daughter's windows at that, too?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
And then they get their ass kicked to them, whatever. By Willard and Rim.
Oh, did you see the crane kick from Karate Kid in there?
The crane kick? Yeah, that was badass. He made him beat that ass.
He did dancing while he was fighting.
And then he went back to the dance. And then what'd he do? He did his famous spin move and fixed his bow tie. I was like, oh, shit, that motherfucker's got some style to him.
And I love that Willard looked like he was like, he got, you know, bloodied and stuff. But when he got into the barn or whatever it was for the dance, he looked clean. He looked clean. I'm like, oh.
Like bloody in that fight?
He got hit a few times in the face.
Yeah, he got hit a few times, but he wasn't bloody.
Or am I thinking of when he got punched at the and when he went out of the line?
About that other scene earlier, he was bloody in that one.
Because no fighting, Willard.
They kept saying that shit throughout the whole fucking movie or whatever. I was just like, if he was a fighter, how come he didn't fight Kevin Bacon earlier in the film?
Because Kevin Bacon used his words to win friendship.
That's true. Kevin Bacon used being a smartass to avoid being getting in fights. You see that, people? Smartasses sometimes can get you out of fights and shit.
Mm-hmm. Now it won't work. Now that won't work.
As soon as he sits down, they're like, oh, why do you got the new kids eating this kind of food? Come on, we got food over here. I was like, damn, dude, I would fucking kill in this town if I was there letting there. I'd be fucking all them girls. before they follow or catch me.
And then what did she pull out? A chicken leg?
I didn't see them pull out shit. They were just talking.
I thought I saw her pull out a chicken leg. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'd have been like, fuck yeah, give me that chicken, girl. Give me that goddamn chicken. Because I remember was the guy was asking him, and Kevin Bacon was like, really? There's no dancing in this town? Seriously? Kevin Bacon was telling this awesome story of how he got laid that really didn't happen.
There he goes, no, we just danced.
Yeah, that dude little Willard looked like he's getting a boner and shit.
I know.
The dude's like, yeah, more? Oh yeah. Oh, and then we just danced. That's it. Yeah, never that happened. And then he just looked like he ejaculated himself and was just like,
oh. You're probably thinking the same thing.
I know I was. I was like, yeah, what else Kevin Bacon tell me?
Finish it.
I still finished strong though. I didn't have that look on like Willard's face. Like, I had a smile on my face. I was like, that was enough for me. Completed.
Yeah. But other than the dancing, there's nothing else to this movie.
A lot of religious aspects to it that I personally don't like my damn self. John Lithgow, he's a little bitch in this movie. I mean, he's annoying as shit. His whole ideologies of this shit too is just as weird as hell. There's probably just as much sermons of him giving pastor lessons as much as there is dancing in this film.
Yeah, and they kept saying, oh, you can't father the whole town. I'm like, is he the only pastor in this town?
Yeah, there's only one store in this town. There's only one fucking place to eat in this town. Come on, huh? Yes. You should know. Come on.
We have more than one store.
Oh, you have three then. Sorry, I forgot you guys upgraded. Anyway, like I'm saying.
But it's... I think it's just 100%. This whole movie is just cliche to the max.
You want to know something, people, about Z? I got a quick story here. When I went to go see them, his airport looks just like this town. There you go.
It's true.
His airport looks just like I got off that thing, and it was funny as shit because I thought I stepped off at a Republican convention party. I was like, I get the fuck out of this city right now. Whatever. I see a bunch of white old racist rednecks here.
And then you got Lux coming off the plane.
Like, seriously, I don't care how much Z tells him that his city's upgraded or re-gentrified or shit like that, whatever. You step in that airport, you seeing Footloose. That's real shit for your ass right there. You seeing Beaumont.
He's not lying. He's not lying.
Not lying at all. No. Not lying. No.
No.
Matter of fact, even the painting is there. It's still wallpaper in that motherfucker. With those ugly ass flowers and shit like that. It looked like the shit from Men in Black when Will Smith told that bitch you need to hire a decorator in here because damn. That's what the airport looked like. I was like, damn. Shit's scary, man.
But you can dance here, though.
Shit, had I danced out of there, they would have been like, somebody hang that nigga. He brought the devil with him.
I really do wish there was a black person in this town.
No! You got black people. They're all a bunch of country.
No, I'm in the movie.
Oh, okay. I was saying, you sound like some country bumpers.
Because if you look at the students when they were showing the whole montage of them making the senior prom, those students were not high school students.
What do I got to do with black people? Y'all say black people look like high school students?
No. I'm just saying, they should at least have at least few. Maybe like one.
Yeah.
They go, I can dance. And that's the only one that can. Everyone in this town can dance, too.
Shit, they all kids. The only one that couldn't dance was Willard's at. There was a one dude at the end. He started pop locking and shit around. I was like, God damn. So he was like the biggest nerd there too. He was just like, he had the suspenders and shit. I was like, damn, dude. Shit. That was probably the best scene. That was probably the only good scene.
Oh my God.
It took 2 hours to get to that scene where I was like, damn, finally some dancing or whatever shit.
Pop lock. Like,
really, what did they solve too with this? What did they solve? John Lithgow, I'm crying and I'm honored because he came to me and asked me to take you to prom. It's just like, damn, this town really is fucking backwards. It was like, that's what made you shed it. Okay. I still don't even understand why he even allowed Kevin Bacon. Oh, he allowed Kevin Bacon because Kevin had this dance. It's because fucking Kevin Bacon read something from the Bible. Are you serious?
stuff that he doesn't know.
Hey, thank you. Shit that he don't fucking know? I was like, really?
No.
Fucking hypocrite.
This movie.
Yeah, then again, a lot of religious people are hypocrites, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one can be all holier than what they seem to be. That's why I just say you believe in God and leave it alone at that. There you go. I remember when Z tried to read me the Bible when I was out there. I was like, okay, Z, you can go away. He's just like, no, that's the best part. And I was just like, okay, Z, all right. Somebody get this nigga away from me, please. You remember that, Z?
No.
You don't remember that? Oh, man, you was drinking that night, too.
It's like, you act like I, like, carry the Bible with me everywhere I go.
You do. Carry a pocket. You got, like, one of those pocket protector Bibles and shit.
Yeah.
Whips it out and stuff like that.
It's not a Kindle.
Yeah, he uses a fire book. He uses the Kindle Fire. he uses the Bible, and he attaches it to his body as like a protection and shit like that when he goes to the rough parts of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he runs into like black people, he just rips it off of his chest or whatever and starts reading them like Matthew 13 or something like that. He's like, this is gonna help y'all Negroes get off the streets.
You're gonna come back out here and you're gonna...
I'm never coming back out there, I can tell you that right now.
I will buy you a plane ticket.
No, that's alright, man, I'm never coming back out there.
We will welcome you.
I've had my fill of buttfuck nowheres, so that's okay. I don't need to come out here.
It was just funny if you know, P1 shows up in the background of Beaumont. They just look at him.
I would love to be there just to be that popular. I'd be like, wow.
You would be popular because people are like, you're different.
No, they gotta hang that nigga. That's what it is. They gotta hang that nigga. This is like LeBron in Cleveland. Pretty much, whatever. He's a big fish and a little ass pond. That's why Cleveland fucking sucks up to his ass or whatever.
Pond? Shit. That's more like a glass of water.
Well, you know, I was going to save that for your town, but, you know, okay, well, big fish and a little glass. Z's town is big fish and a little pint.
It's when you spit. That's swan.
It's in a 12-ounce bottle. There you go.
You're being generous.
About the same size of a bottle of cranberry juice. Yeah. That's the same size as Z town right there, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you go to the bigger cities like L.A., Chicago, New York,
mm-hmm.
and you live with the big other big fishes.
You live like
very, very big ponds.
You live like royalty.
Yes, and you live like royalty, and you live phenomenal, and you don't have to worry about somebody going talking like, "Howdy, Jody, what that nigger out there doing?" I worry about people talking like that or nothing like that, so yes. People just tell you, oh, you're a fucking nigger and I don't like you, so get away from me. I was like, alright, at least you said it with some mannerism.
At least you said it with some, something very sincerely.
Yeah, but at least you said it in a way I can understand. You didn't have an accent, so yeah, there you go.
Like, oh, okay.
Whenever I go down to the south, I ain't going down to that motherfucker no more. Whenever I used to go down south, I used to always use that accent when I was down there and be like, why you talk like that? And I was like, because you talk like that, so I gotta blend in with the rest of you motherfuckers. I don't talk like that. Yes, you do talk like that. Every time I go to the south, someone always threatens me, though. Like they're trying to prove something.
Is it film sack?
I don't think they're from the South. I think they're from Uranus.
They hired Hitman to take you out.
I can't believe I used that joke. Uranus. From Uranus.
Oh, that joke was from this time period.
That joke got banned from this time.
Be like, what happened to your tie? Or, well, I can't remember what that fucking joke was. That was just a fucking stupid-ass joke. About when Chuck said about, hey, what happened to your tie? I thought only prissies wear ties. And he goes, I thought assholes only talked about prissies. Or something like that.
What scene was that one?
It was right... it was like Kevin Bacon's second day of high school or something like that there.
Was it the one where he first met Willard, or...?
No, it was like when they're in the car and they almost like collided.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Damn, man. I don't remember a damn thing of this fucking movie, man. It's not interesting at all.
Mm-mm.
And the interesting parts are, like, brief.
Yeah.
It's cause, mainly because I don't give a fuck about films that got, like, a little religious tactics in it and whatever. She's looking at it going, like, okay, I don't...
God's not dead.
How are we supposed to... Okay, I never... No, fuck that. Nah, that's what we go to hell. Like, who do you relate to in this town, to be honest? Like, the only person you can relate to is Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, exactly. He's the only, maybe the rebellious daughter, if you're in a small town, then...
Yeah, yeah. And I doubt anybody that's in a small town is listening to this show right now. Because right now, they looking to burn your ass. He was like, why is that white man talking to that nigger? They sound like they friends.
Oh, string them both up. That's the devil's work.
Are you a nigger lover? Yeah, like you said, string them both up. Don't have ourselves a hanging tonight.
Black people are the devil.
Get the hounds. Get the dogs.
Hey, they could have been right. Black people lead the people dying.
That nigger somehow managed to trick that boy Z into fucking blocking him somehow. We need to release the devil out of him. Holy water on Z and shit.
Exactly.
The motherfucker starts burning. He'd be like, see smoke coming on. He's like, nah, fuck, I ain't burning because I got the devil burning. This shit burns. He's like, fuck. Pile across the pails, you nigger.
It would be like the scene from The Exorcist.
Yeah. Be like, it stings, doesn't it, nigger? You get out of her town. You take the evil black demons out of our white person's young boy right here. You leave. They'll fucking tie Z up to the bed and shit like that, throwing holy water in him. And just be like, Z's like, I still don't feel nothing yet. He still has, that nigger is strong in him.
String him up twice.
He must got one of them LeBrons or Kobe's in him or something like that. He got one of them excelling niggers.
Oh my god.
It'd be like that episode of South Park when they thought Michael Jackson was black and the cops were trying to like frame him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out. It was like, wait a minute, he's a white man. What are you doing? And it's like, his record said that he's black. Oh, he almost framed a rich white man. What is wrong with the world now? I was like, damn.
No, just like when the cops pulled him. What are you going to take it for? Loud music?
Michael?
No.
Yeah, got a fucking ticket for loud music, playing his music loud. I was like, damn. But they were 3 seconds away from arresting him, too, remember?
Yeah, they were. I remember that now, yeah.
And then his bitch-ass uncle, you got a smart mouth on you, you know, you just need to calm down. It's like,
you're like, you can't talk to cops like that in a big city. I'm like, you'll get killed in the big city.
Shit, you can kill the country, shit. Country is easier to kill your ass. They can just shove your body down a fucking drain or something like that. Nobody finds your ass.
The only bad thing is your town's so small. Be like, hey, where's Chad at?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw him fishing down at the old. I saw him at the old fishing hole.
I love it because even the dog Ariel, she even says in the movie, she's like, oh, when Kevin Bacon was dancing, he's like, how long you were there? He's like, you can't have private time in this town. It's just like, yeah, no shit apparently, because your ass keeps popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and what's funny is that she starts dating him, I guess, but she never broke up with her boyfriend.
You want to kiss me now, Z? I kept saying in the movie, no. No.
She was the epitome of a slut.
She was the epitome of fucking horny as shit.
And they even showed us an after-sex scene.
Oh, yeah, when she was fixing her clothes and shit?
Yeah.
I love that scene where she told her father... I'm not even a virgin, Daddy. And he got off that podium. He was mad. I was like, oh, shit. I thought he was going to beat her and shit. I was like, oh, shit, you better run, girl.
And that was in church, too.
That shit was hilarious because the look on John Lithgow's eyes, whatever, he got big. It started bulging out of his head. He ran off that stage. He's like, don't you ever say that in the Lord's house or whatever. Just, he was like, why? Ain't this a place when I'm supposed to be confessing my sins, Dad?
You got the accent down pretty good on that one.
Oh, of course. Come on now. Come on, I'm Creole, so what is that?
Yeah.
So, we're Cajun French, so yeah. So I know the accent really well, trust me. What's funny about that is the whole, oh, you shouldn't have sex till you get married and shit like that. No wonder so many religious people end up in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That is some shit for your ass. Trust me, you ain't gonna know somebody until you up in them.
Yeah.
That's P1's motto, these people.
Yep, and don't date the Reverend's daughter.
Oh, trust me, that's even funner. Trust me, you want to date that. You've never done that before, Z?
No.
Oh, you're missing out, man. You are, especially when he's white, too. He's really missing out. That shit is a fucking... That's a sitcom right there. I wish I was doing that at the time, whatever. Doing this, recording shit. Because we could have had whole shows based off that shit. That shit was hilarious.
There you go. There's an idea for a show you should produce.
A show I should produce. My black boyfriend.
Oh, it's just like Guess
Who. So my black agnostic boyfriend.
That's just a remake of Guess Who or something like that, or whatever it's called. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just a remake. That's just a remake of My Black Son, so.
Possibly, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you this right now, people. Really want to do something really extreme, fuck a priest or pastor's daughter. It's fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're guaranteed to go to heaven.
Yeah, you should be. Why not? Meanwhile, the father, he's probably fucking one of the women that work that goes up in that church, so shit, why not? Or the boys.
Right? I was waiting for you to say that.
So, if anything, I'm doing him a service. I'm making sure his daughter is in perfect dick. I mean, hands.
And
people probably say, "Are you going to hell?"
What? It's freaking pastors' daughters are always rebellious. The sons aren't. The daughters are.
Yeah, because you know the fathers always be trying to keep them like, "Oh, you've got to be holier than holier." You know, itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. No child in the 21st century right now is going to grow up that way. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
No child. I would be shocked if I met a kid that was born 5 years ago or whatever and grew up to be still born that way, religious, and grew up to be still the same way or whatever. I would be shocked to find it. That's like finding a virgin female. Like once you find it, you get a hold on that shit. Because that's like finding a leprechaun or something like that. You know, like, that shit's impossible, whatever shit.
It's like finding a leprechaun.
You goddamn right. It's like finding a four-leaf clover with a leprechaun next to his fucking pot of gold or something. I would believe in the goddamn Chucky doll coming to life before I find a virgin female or a damn kid that's religious like that grew up that way.
No, that's so funny.
Even the children in this town was fucking tired of that shit.
I know. I'm surprised I didn't see, like, a Children of the Corn type thing where they just started killing the parents.
I was surprised that boy didn't slap the shit out of his father for trying to wake him up.
I know.
That shit would have been hilarious. And you're like, fuck, I'm trying to sleep, Dad. Why are you waking me up for this shit?
He's not even going to freaking memorize. He's not even going to remember half the shit.
No. That's one of the reasons why you'll never find a kid that grows up to be this way is because of the simple fact that kids have short attention spans. He ain't gonna sit in no fucking church listening to them shit. He don't understand.
No, he's not. You're trying to brainwash him.
Yeah, you are, because you're forcing him to listen. Now, granted, that's mainly because most of the churches tell you you're responsible for your child's sins. So you gotta force him. It's just like, you guys are kind of stepping into cult territory now. Yeah. All the lesbians and stuff like that, the gay people, and all the sins you be doing, you go, but man, I know this religious motherfucker, dude, I ain't gonna lie, he gets on my fucking nerves, dude. He tells me that numbers are God's way of talking to him.
Numbers.
Numbers, yeah.
Numbers.
Numbers. Numbers.
Okay.
Fucking numbers. If he sees a number, like a coordinates of numbers, more than once, it's God talking to him.
Okay, now. So if you see 666?
Perfect example. You know when you get a FedEx or UPS package?
Yeah.
And they got all those weird-ass numbers, like this like yellow sticker, and they got like numbers on it or whatever. They usually put like 3 on there or 2 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll see that as a sign, because it's posted 3 places.
What if he sees 666?
then he knows that the devil lives there.
Yeah. The devil sent him the package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This person, by the way, this person believes in time traveling, too.
Okay.
He's like, he wasn't making me want to convert right now.
Seen Back to the Future one too many times.
You should have seen the look on my face when he broke that down to me, too. I was looking at him like, what you just... he told me some ridiculous story, too, about... a soda can found in an archaeological digging site where they supposedly found Jesus' bones or something like that. I was just like, he was like, they dug it up and it was there. I was like, you do know that anyone could have stuck that there and just buried it, right? Like,
no.
He straight up argued with me that, no, that's a time traveler. Went back in time and placed that there or whatever. To, I was like, okay. Hey, once again, I have nothing against people that choose religion and stuff like that. Hey, if that's what makes you live a better life, then go by all means do it. But when you start trying to convince and tell people this kind of shit that I just said right now, and then you wonder why people look at you weird, it's like, what the fuck do you expect, man? You're living some fantasy sci-fi movie in your head right now.
Which, nothing wrong with that, but...
But if you arguing about it and making some strong beliefs about the shit, what's wrong with you then?
I mean, if you're living like, if you have like, if the thing is like living in your head, the movie The Thing, and you think everyone's like some alien and you're trying to kill them, then you got problems. But if you want to, what's that?
This motherfucker thinks he lives in the world of Looper.
Well, all right. Hey, I'll live anywhere Emily Blunt lives, so that's fine with me.
Oh, man, that shit's hilarious. So, yeah, so everybody, Z believes in time traveling, yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Final thought, Z.
Footloose has a great soundtrack. Cool dancing. It's got Kevin Bacon, John Lithgow, who I'm a fan of.
All the pieces of puzzle there. What's wrong, man?
But the ultimate sin in movies. Smacking your head over and smacking you over the head with religion. That's probably the, if they took out, what do you say, about a half hour?
Yeah, I guess so. What the movie's about an hour and 48 minutes? Yeah, if you take about, man, that middle half is where it fucking dry. I'm trying to remember what was the last good scene. It probably was when they snuck out to that different city and they started dancing.
Yeah.
And then after that, it drug on and shit, but nothing.
Yeah, so you could eliminate 20 minutes. Some stuff with the wife who didn't make a difference until the last, at the end of the movie, so I'm like, eh.
She barely even did that, too.
Yeah, but this movie's...
I love how John Lithgow kept looking at her and shit, like, when throughout that whole trial hearing, and she's just smiling at him, and I'm just like, I'm supposed to be getting something out of this?
Yeah, and she's weird-looking.
I'd fuck her.
Diane Wiest?
Yeah, she looked like she would cry if you fuck her. Kind of like that.
They're happy tears.
Yeah, exactly. Happy tears, whatever. She looked, and plus her voice is all low. She got that low moan, too, whatever. You kind of want to hear that, you know.
Yeah, but this movie, I'm gonna say it's a stream it, straight stream it.
Yeah,
the dance scenes are cool though. I do give them props, and like the solo Kevin Bacon scene. But
man, there's not that many solo Kevin. I mean, Kevin Bacon's on screen a lot, but he's barely on the screens. That's like, I think the longest scene he was probably in, if it wasn't a dance scene, as far as dialogue scene, was probably the courtroom scene, right?
Yeah, which is just him. Yeah, it's his moment to shine.
That was kind of short, too.
Yeah, that was not even 5 minutes.
I don't even think it was 5 minutes when he walked up to the podium. To be honest, I don't even think it was that. Because like he was arguing as if they already said no, and then he was arguing about it, and then. Once he gave his speech or whatever, he just left the building. And it was just like, damn, he didn't even wait for an answer.
Yeah. Seems about right.
I was like, wow, okay. Well, yeah, man, And, you know, so much waste of time. You already said it, man. They got awesome 80s soundtrack. I mean, that soundtrack feels like it put you back in the 80s. I'm not going to lie. It really did. Soundtrack of it, Kevin Bacon. Come on, you got the charismatic personality of Kevin Bacon there. Come on. You got John Lithgow, great actor there. You got, I'll even say the daughter of John Lithgow. You got her in here, Lori Singer. You got her in there, and she's not playing that typical crying, mopey bitch or nothing like that. She's actually doing shit. You know?
She was actually a strong character.
Yeah, now she was annoying as shit in some parts, whatever. But you kind of understand where she's coming from, because I, like Z said, he'd hang himself. I'd probably blow my fucking brains out too. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. That's like telling P1 you can't have sex for a week or something like that. They'd be like, what the fuck? So I can only imagine. I don't know how old she was. I mean, it was probably 17 or something like that. Being 17, 18, around that age, mm-hmm. and living 18 years of your life without doing this shit, it's like, yeah, you can go to hell for that. I mean, most motherfuckers in 2015 can't even do stuff. But right, they can't even wait a year for a movie.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to find out facts of that shit. So I can only imagine living 18 years in this boring-ass town. That shit could probably fry your brain slowly, man.
Yeah, you're right.
But I did enjoy all the dancing scenes. Like you said, whenever Kevin Bacon's on screen, he brings a breath of fresh air to the film, I must say. Like, I don't know if it's just the way he talks or the personality he brings, but everybody else is, they're playing, I don't want to fault the actors for this, they're playing what they have to play. They're playing country bumpkins and shit like that, and they all do it well. But, you know, Kevin Bacon, I guess the only reason why you really like his personality is because he's the only guy you can relate to in the film, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give it a bone and throw it a high streaming. I did get excited whenever they fucking played Footloose. I'm not gonna lie.
Which is like beginning and the end, right?
Yeah, that's it. Twice. I don't even think they played it all the way to the end, neither in the ending of the film.
Yeah,
they kept cutting it off and shit.
I mean, good song. I liked all the songs in this, to be honest.
Yeah, all the songs were good in here. That's a trend to throw back to. The world have good music, but the movies really ain't that great.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because Kevin Bacon, we need more Kevin Bacon in the world, you know?
Well, his show just got canceled.
I know, I just saw the commercial for that, the headline for that yesterday. I was a little bit upset about that. I've never watched the show, but I've been waiting for it to end so I could watch it, like, just watch it all.
But I was like, that show's always, like, nominated for, like, awards and shit. I'm like...
Yeah! Oh, you know Fox, though.
They get cancel happy.
They keep cheap-looking shit like Empire and stuff.
They love Empire.
Oh, they love the fuck out of Empire. I don't know why. They love the fuck. Because you know what? It looks cheap-looking. That's why. Following looks too much. Like, it's cinematic and shit like that. It's like, nah. I've heard a lot of good things about the show, too.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm not really a Henson fan or a... Fuck, what's his name? Rhodey Rhodes, what's his name?
Terrence Howard?
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, I'll probably check it out soon.
Terrence Howard ain't in The Following?
I'm at Empire. I thought you were talking about Empire.
I'm talking about The Following.
Following had like a, that was like a really good, like, high ratings, and all of a sudden it just, gone.
A lot of people liked it. I never heard anybody talk negative about it, so, but... That's Fox for you.
Yeah. I'll probably give it a shot when it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I was about to say, probably. I think it's already on there.
But is it?
I'm pretty sure you're going to get every season now just because that shit got canceled. So.
Fine with me. I think it's 3 years, I think.
That's not about the right amount as a Fox show would last if it has legs. 3 years, so.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Nick, does Fox have the Mindy Project, too?
Yeah, that's canceled.
Yep, that's canceled, so yeah. I hear Hulu might be picking it up, though.
But they still got Gotham.
Okay.
They still got Gotham.
Still got Gotham, because people love it, that's why.
Who loves it?
Fucking everybody. Matter of fact, they rated it higher than... IMDb had it higher than Dark Knight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Remember, it had higher than Dark Knight and Under the Red Hood.
That's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, so that show is fucking terrible. By the way, I saw the headline for the ending for season one, and it said Thomas Wayne was the one that built the Batcave, whatever, and Bruce found it and shit like that. And then all bats came out of it when he opened it. I was just like, oh my god, that's so fucked up. Okay. So Thomas Wayne built the Batcave. Okay, so you mean to tell me Thomas Wayne is like Peter Parker's father now? Alright, okay.
Yeah, that's gonna like really shit on the whole legacy of Batman.
Thank you. It just shit. Why would he find that cave as a kid?
Oh my god.
Why the fuck would he find that cave at 10 years old?
It's funny that Batman, you can do one simple thing to fuck up the character.
What the fuck can he do with that cave? Man, fuck that show, dude.
Can't Marvel and Disney just buy DC and just turn them into Marvel characters?
That'd be so great. Yeah, if Disney could just fucking buy DC, there you go. Yes, Disney, just buy DC. I'm sorry, Warner Brothers don't know what they're doing with DC.
Yeah.
They got the wrong talent on it. They got the action choices not that great or whatever. And the choice they do get, they always put them with some terrible fucking director. Zack Snyder is like the fucking Joss Whedon of the Justice League film and shit like that. I'm just like, ugh. Oh, God. Who the fuck would make him, like, consultant on those films? They're like, damn, Jesus Christ, man.
I told you.
Sucks.
He's blackmailing. He's got someone held hostage, or he's got some photos, or he's got something.
Wayne went back and watched Dawn of the Dead and said, that movie is not that good.
Hmm.
And I was like, I told you that when me and Z did a review. I fucking told you that.
I think what was our high praise was Ving Rhames and Ty Burrell.
Yeah, that's it. And CJ.
CJ, that's right.
Yeah, but that was like towards the end of the fucking film, though. So it was like, other than that, that was like that movie. Because I remember telling you, I was like, I liked the hell out of that film when I first saw it. Then
me too.
When you watched it, I was just like, eh, it's not that good, actually.
Mm.
Snyder is one of those people, you walk out of a theater enjoying his film the first time, and then you watch it the second time, and you go like, wow, this movie is not good at all. I don't know why I like that film.
Snyder seems to have that type of reaction. It's just matter of time for Cody just hates Man of Steel.
I think Watchmen probably is his best film, but even that one I still have problems with.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then having the fucking Owlmobile, not the Owlmobile, the Owl plane. Fucking breathe fire when he ejaculated. I was like, you gotta be shitting me, dude. Come on now, man. That was when I saw that scene, I already threw up my hands in the air. I was like, I'm done with this movie. Like, I think I'm done with this shit. That was the most ridiculous shit I've ever saw. The only thing the main thing that made me stay in that movie was Rorschach.
Yeah, Jackie Earl Haley. Yeah, he's
Jackie Earl Haley. He was fucking incredible in that, man. But there's some ridiculous fucking shit. And I was telling Wayne the other day, I was watching Watchmen to see how it still lit up for me. I was watching. I was like, God damn, dude, there's a lot of terrible shit in this movie, man.
It's Zack Snyder.
Fucking bitch. Anyway. Wayne, speaking of Wayne leaves a comment. He says, ha ha, biggest movie ever. Ha ha, bitch, please. Age of Ultron might get close, but motherfucker, one movie has its chance, and that comes out in December, so I'll take that bet. I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
Is he talking about Star Wars?
Yes, he is talking about Star Wars. What bet is he talking about, though?
Did you make a bet? Oh, you bet yourself. You said you said Avengers 2 would pass Avatar.
Yeah. I didn't say shit about Star Wars or anything like that, so what the fuck is
my No, Star Wars would not become close because it never has. Star Wars has never came close to being top. A year maybe, but not all time.
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
I'm looking it up. Phantom Menace was the last one. And what was number two?
That was a billion, right?
Domestically, it was $474 million.
Each one has made a billion, though, right?
I think so, worldwide, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at part two. Oh, 310. Then part 3, 380. So yeah, they dropped off.
Worldwide, though, they all hit a billion, right?
I believe so. I'm trying to look, trying to get worldwide numbers.
I don't think either one of them is in the top 10, huh?
I don't think so. Avengers just shooting up the chart big time.
Yeah.
I think that's... Is that over a billion yet? Or is it just under?
It made half last week. But I was going to say, though, because I don't know what the fuck Wayne talking about, people. I didn't make no goddamn bet that Star Wars... Okay, I said Avengers was going to beat Avatar. None of that, okay? I don't know what the fuck is Wayne talking about right now. I swear, Australia, that Australian motherfucker hears what he want to hear because he doesn't understand American English, so he's kind of ignorant. But, but Star Wars definitely has the potential of being the highest grossing film of all time, this new one that's coming out. But you bring up a good-ass point, though, because now you got me curious. I always knew that, if I'm not mistaken, every Star Wars has made $1 billion.
Phantom Menace is the only one.
Came close to being in the top 10 or something like that of highest grossing films of all time.
Phantom Menace is the only one that made $1 billion.
What was that? Phantom Menace was the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's number 17.
I'm shocked by that.
That is number 17.
And well, then you know what? I believe this one will probably make $1 billion too, because that first Phantom Menace made $1 billion probably just because Star Wars was gone for so long.
Yeah,
it was gone for so long, and to see something and it come back like that or whatever, people was probably hyped up. So Star Wars has been gone for since 2005 now, as far as live action films go.
Yeah.
So it's got that momentum of having potential of just being revved up to hit $1 billion. So I think it'll do better than Phantom Menace. Definitely. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And Ultron's $875 million.
Yeah, so next week it'll be $1 billion, too. So.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to take over Avatar because that's $2.7 billion. But.
Yeah, I saw that number again. I was like, damn, 2 points. That's a fucking huge goddamn number. Shit.
I mean, right that's now, Furious.
Billion Z.
Furious 7. It's number 4 of all time.
I know. I've been talking about that, and it's pissing me off more.
I don't understand it. I don't.
That's okay. Avengers going to beat that. Don't you worry.
Oh, I think it will.
Oh, yeah, because it's already less than $100 million away from making its billion. So, and its second week, too. So.
And I think it still has not been opened up in some countries.
It hasn't been opened up in China, the big one.
And they love that shit.
Yeah, so China was the reason why Furious 7 fucking went up. So,
yeah, they don't drive. They don't drive. They're fucking like, I don't know what Chinese people do. They don't have cars out there.
Yeah, they got like robotics and shit to fly for them. So, you know.
Yeah, but so I do not think Star Wars will pass Avatar either.
Damn, man, when you said 2.7, I'm just like, I don't think anything's gonna pass it now.
We said the same thing about Titanic when that came out. That was 2.1.
I don't recall saying that for Titanic. But
I thought that, because when I saw it, I'm like, holy shit.
Titanic, when you say 2.1, that sounds easy now. I mean, but fucking 2.7, that damn, that's hard as shit.
Watch Avatar 2 get like 3.7. I'm like, fuck you, Cameron. Fuck you.
2.7, that's almost $3 billion right there.
That's more money than the fucking world has made.
Fuck, dude. But another reason for that, too, though, is just because no one saw that movie in fucking 2D.
And you know what? You know how, like, the whole country's in debt?
Yeah.
Cameron should just make a movie and donate all the profits to the fucking government to put us out of debt.
That motherfucker donated it to the water.
Oh, my God. That's how we get out of debt. Cameron makes a fucking movie.
I told Cody Cameron should have been director of Aquaman. That motherfucker loves water so goddamn much.
I told you. Entourage.
Man, I gotta watch that fucking episode now. I seriously gotta see that shit. That shit sounds hilarious.
I gotta find it for you.
Yeah, you gotta send me that link. I gotta watch the fuck out of that. That sounds hilarious as shit, dude. Is it like funny as fuck, dude?
It's ironic.
Oh, okay. I can't. When did that come out? Like
It was in the middle.
After Avatar or before?
I think it was when the Avatar 2009.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit after.
Okay, that's cool. Because I know that's when James Cameron started getting into that water deep side and shit, so that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Next question comes from David, and he replies to Wayne saying, he says, you both are wrong. Jurassic World is going to be the highest grossing film of the year. Fuck you, Wayne and P1. Jurassic World all the way.
No, fuck you to me. So,
I highly doubt that, David.
I don't even think that's going to be the highest grossing of the year. So,
no.
Top 10, not top 5 possibly, but not all time.
Funny thing is, it has potential, just like Star Wars does, since it hasn't been around. But Jurassic World, where Star Wars reaches out to like adults and kids or whatever, I think Jurassic World is more for people my age and Z age and shit like that. We just nostalgia for the first Jurassic Park and shit. I don't think kids really give a fuck about
that. Which is, I read that Jurassic World is a straight sequel from Jurassic Park. They're like, so fuck the other two.
Yeah, fuck the other two. Perfect. And I'm loving the trailers they're doing for it too. I think it looks badass.
Yeah, but like Avatar, in our opinion, has no replay value. To us, it's none. I will never watch that movie again in my life.
Well, shit. I wonder what it was like in 2009 and 2010 then, because apparently 2.7 billion people said, fuck you, it does have replay value, because fuck, man. God damn, just hearing you say that number, it's just like, man, nothing gonna beat that motherfucker.
But if you adjust it with inflation, Gone with the Wind's number one.
Oh my god.
Avatar's not even close to that one.
I wonder how much Avatar made on its opening weekend.
I can look that up. I'll take 1 second.
Look that up.
Opening weekend.
Like 400 million or some shit?
Was December 18th. Weekend gross was 77 million.
What?
Yep.
Oh my god! What?
Yeah.
Avengers opened up with 191 million.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. See, that goes to show you. It ain't about how you open up, because everybody's talking about, Avengers ain't going to hit a billion because it didn't open up 200 million in its opening weekend. I'm just like, it's not about how you open up, it's about how long you stay.
Yeah, it hit.
Avatar, like you said on the review, Avatar was in the game for the box office for 3 fucking months.
Yeah, it's actually, it's still making money in the theater by August.
What was?
Avatar.
You got your goddamn mind.
It was in one theater and made $10,000.
What?
One theater.
You know that theater couldn't have closed down easily after that. It was like, well, we made $10,000 for the day, so we're good.
And I think the movie was already on DVD at that time.
That must have been one of them dollar theaters or something, huh?
Maybe. But the second weekend was $75,000.
Nah, that's impossible. That couldn't have been a dollar theater then. It gave me $10,000. That's a lot for a dollar theater then, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But
Jesus Christ.
Avatar's second weekend was Christmas weekend. That was $75 million. That's a lot for Christmas weekend.
I'm about to say, that's a lot for a second weekend to make $70 in the $70 million range twice in a week. That's like a movie opening up and opening up strong, like $150 million, and then next week it opens up $150 million. It's like, wow, that's fucking brilliant right there. Because most movies nowadays, they open up, let's say, $100 million the first week, and the next week it'll drop off to like $40 million or some shit like that.
What's funny, it goes 77, 75, 68, 50, 42.
Damn!
Then listen, then it goes to $54 million. It jumped $12 million one weekend.
Jesus Christ. So every week it just barely went down by like $10 million then. It wasn't doing it.
That was the biggest drop was after that was $20 million, but
Jesus Christ.
Was number one until February. So nothing, it must have been all shit that came out during that time.
God damn.
Literally all shit. So if Avengers released in January, it would probably be number one to this day. Or till fast. Yeah.
If it released around Christmas time? No doubt.
Marvel should do that. I don't know why they should.
Yeah, they don't really. Yeah, I don't think they. You know who'll do that first before Marvel? DC will.
When's Batman Superman come out?
March.
Oh, damn. That'll be number one for a while.
Probably until April, because I'm pretty sure April is starting to have big movies now, whatever it is, so. Whatever comes out in that April or whatever, so probably then, because next year is gonna be pretty. It's gonna be pretty big next year.
Yeah, but that
you got Deadpool in February.
Yeah, and that Batman pushed that one out.
So.
Oh, then you got 50 Shades, the sequel.
Oh yeah, that does come out next year too.
And I just read that Marlon Wayans is doing a spoof on that. Thumbs up for that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's going to top Avatar.
Shit, I wouldn't be shocked by it. Movies doesn't make money, so shit.
But yeah, Avatar, it was a box office giant. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you know what? I take back my statement. I don't think anything's going to beat it now. After hearing 2.7 now, that's probably impossible.
Yeah. I'm looking at how much what country blew it up. China, $204 million.
God damn. Well, shit, that's nothing to the $2.7 billion they got. I mean, shit.
Russia was $117 million.
That's pretty big for Russia.
Russia doesn't even have $117 million.
I was about to say, Russia doesn't even allow you to watch movies there. So.
But when you got like these small little countries like Dominican Republic, $1.3 million.
We have fans in Russia too, by the way.
Do we?
Yeah, I even talked to her. I was like, yeah, because one of them is a girl. She's pretty hot. And I said, damn, I need to go to Russia. I told her that one time, whatever, and she was like, no, you really don't.
They don't accept black people there.
She was like, no, you trust me, you don't want to go there, whatever. I was like, okay, well, fuck it then.
Fucking Egypt. Egypt, $2.2 million.
What?
Israel, $13
million. Israel?
Kuwait. Kuwait, $1.3 million.
Okay, man. That's why. It was doing numbers in other fucking countries that movies don't do nothing in.
Spain, $109
million. Eh, Spain's not that. Yeah, $109 million, though. That still is pretty good. But Spain usually gets some movies, huh?
Jamaica, $476,000.
Hey, Pac asked the last question here, and he asks, could this be the most overrated movie in history? I don't think people still like it today, to be honest. I don't hear nobody talk about that shit.
You saw when I posted that thing about last week, right? When I was over and I was like, how does this make this? And I got massive negative feedback. I'm like, they're talking about the story. The story's pretty good. And I'm like, no, it's not.
I think I saw it. I don't remember it, but I think I did. But
yeah, they're just like defending this movie like big time.
They only defended it because you brought it up.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anybody bring it up just randomly, though?
No.
Exactly. I don't think this is going to be a class. The only reason why it gets the recognition it gets or whatever as far as a name-wise is because it had $2.7 billion.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's overrated because I don't think people is calling this a classic or nothing. I don't hear nobody really talking about that. Like we said in the review, though, it was a spectacle at the time. This was an event. It was a spectacle. It was it pushed 3D technology to a whole new world where people that loved 3D, they wasn't getting good 3D. Now, every 3D movie before that sucked ass through a straw. You couldn't see shit. It sucked. James Cameron found a way to make you enjoy wearing glasses in 3D. I don't even know how that's possible.
Do you want to know how much Avatar made on its opening night?
No, not really. I don't give a fuck. I know it made $2.7 billion.
It made $26 million on its opening night.
That's gorgeous.
Avatar, what, tripled that. Or not Avatar, Avengers, like, fucking shit. They conquered that one.
Ain't gonna get $2.7 billion.
And tickets are more expensive now.
They're about the same price. Well, Avengers and Star Wars ain't pushing 3D, though. This movie was.
No.
Not only was this pushing 3D, though, this was pushing 3D IMAX.
But, oh, there you go. Infinity Wars is going to be the first movie shot in all IMAX.
Yeah.
So, that could make a lot of money.
Could be. Could.
First movie ever. See it 3D.
I think at this point, though, people are tired. They don't give a fuck about IMAX and 3D, though. So.
No, but... I can see, you're totally right about this is a spectacle, which every movie tries to be that spectacle, and they fail.
DC.
DC. They tried to make
a trailer a spectacle. What are they
doing? Didn't you say in your review with Cody that they actually had a showing just of the trailer, and people just showed up and laughed after that?
Yeah.
They paid money to see a trailer that you see on YouTube, like 2 hours later.
Fuck would go to some stupid shit like that? We're like, oh, you get a trailer? I was like, what? And they even came out saying we were trying to make this an event. It's a trailer. Who the fuck would get out of their bed and come to your theater to watch a trailer, and somebody tried to tell, oh, it's an extended trailer. I was like, I don't know, fuck, it's still a trailer.
It's a 2.5 minute trailer.
Yeah. It's extended, they got extra scenes. Okay, it's a 3 minute trailer. Who gives a shit still?
It's gonna be on YouTube. It's gonna be on YouTube in an hour. By the time you drive to the theater, watch it.
That motherfucker's fired. Whoever came up with that idea needs to be fucking fired at Warner Brothers.
They made money.
Some ridiculous shit right there.
That guy's not getting fired.
That guy's got fired. He got to get fired.
Marvel would never pull that shit.
I don't think anyone would pull that shit. This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. A fucking event for a trailer that you can watch online at home.
They probably had a red carpet premiere, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Ben Affleck showed up. Henry Cavill showed up.
That guy needs to be fired. Yep, I'm sorry. That guy definitely needs to be fired.
Oh, my God. Is this what it comes down to now? Is this what has happened to movies?
Oh, and to get you pumped up for that theater trailer, we're gonna show you a teaser for that trailer by showing you the suits.
Oh God, I wish I.
You fucking with people or what? Are you like seriously? Are you fucking with people? Like, are you trying? Or like. You got some people on the wing saying, hey, you know what, I'll give them a chance or whatever, shit like that. And then you release some stupid shit like that or whatever, and then you expect people to still like you. You're just like, now you're just fucking with me. You call me a moron now, pretty much.
Oh, Warner Brothers.
Somebody fucking take DC from them, please.
And don't let it be Fox, though. Please don't let it be Fox.
I don't give a fuck who gets them at this point. And Warner Bros. Don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Disney should just buy them. Why don't they?
Shit, how do you know? They probably offered them that.
Before Marvel?
No.
Oh.
Well, now, whatever shit.
Be like, we'll take this off your hands.
You know Warner Bros. Ain't gonna get rid of that. That's their biggest property going right now.
Because they'll probably be gone, right?
Shit, they got... No, hell no. Warner Bros. Got a lot of fucking properties or whatever. They just had an American Sniper right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I keep forgetting that's a Warner Brothers movie.
Because it was good, that's why.
Yeah.
And they had the Lego movie last year, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Warner Brothers, just pass it off. It's not gonna kill you.
Shit, try telling them that. It will, whatever. But, that's the end of the show. Warner Brothers pissed me off now.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though. But, people, that's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 99. Footloose edition. The Footloose edition. Mm.
99.
I bet it wasn't no fucking dancing in this goddamn movie. That probably would have made the movie better. That's for damn sure. Hey, to each his own, I guess. But, yes, people, if you want to tell me how much DC is run by a bunch of fuckwits, you can tweet that to me at MovieSpoilerPod. Or if you need to tell me in a paragraph, because Twitter is only like 140 characters, then you can go ahead and send me a message on Facebook and tell me how much DC are a bunch of fuckwits. And you can find me there on Movie Spoilers. You type that in because I am the only one there that's spoiling. Or, as Cody likes to say, if you like running through mazes and shit like that, you can also find me on Google Plus. That maze is deep and that maze is hard. But hey, if you like playing puzzle games, and you know what? You should have no trouble getting through it through it. And you can find me there at MovieSpoilers_TPO, Google Plus, yes.
One wrong turn and you're going to a different site.
That's right, yep. It'll probably take you to YouTube, most likely, but that's okay. You can subscribe to us. You can listen to us either at MovieSpoilersPodcast.com or you can subscribe to us on our RSS feed to listen through us through iTunes. And you can do that by visiting Podomatic.MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. And you just click on a little RSS feed there, and it'll send you over to your little podcast app, and you can start listening and downloading to us and your perfect little mobile devices. Z, where can the people find you at?
I want to see these tweets, so you can tweet me at SBulldog99. Did I say it right? Tweets.
Yeah, you did. I like how you want to see those tweets, but you're never on Twitter. So.
No, I should. I have to. I really do.
Exactly.
Or you can check out Shatter My film company Shatter Images Films at Film Shattered. Check me on Facebook at Chad Zuber. Google Plus, really never go on there. It's too, it's because I can't figure out the maze.
We have a loyal contestant right here.
You know, it's kind of like the Maze Runner. It just changes every single time.
Got Dylan's old doll there.
Yeah, and there's creatures at night, you know. Google Plus is very confusing. But so I'll figure it out.
It'll take time out one day, don't worry, I'll figure it out.
But yes, listen to us on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus.
Okay, damn, nigga, I already said all that.
I know.
Shit, just fucking stalling now. People, I'm getting out of here. Later, bastards.
See ya, bitches.